All right, Nate, to kick things off, give us your full name, age, where you're based, and what you're working on.
My name's Nate Tepper. I'm 33, based in Los Angeles, and I'm the founder of a company called Humans Anonymous, and we're building anonymous audio spaces for mental health.
Yeah, I loved it. I've looked into it briefly, and I was like, this is, you're cooking up something I'm a big fan of, because I think spaces like that are incredibly valuable for people out there that may need that help. So that's incredible. What is, you know, we're going to spend 30 minutes together right now, and I want the end of this call for you to walk away and feel like this was worth my time. This was valuable. I have some action items to work on. What are some of those biggest hurdles, struggles that you're working through right now?
So I think there's a few, there's business and personal. Can we talk about both?
Both. Absolutely. Pick wherever you want to start, my man.
All right, cool. Then I'll start with the one that just comes to me immediately, which is like, my life has always been about like business, and like, I do what I love, which is awesome. But it comes with a couple things, which is like, one, your identity is wrapped around it. Mm. And so the ups and downs of it is tough. And just like maintaining that, because like, you know, I'll open our metrics and, you know, one day it's great. We hit number one in the App Store. And so I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then, you know, a couple months later, it's like, oh, the retention's not good. And it's just like, it's just like hard to like feel like you're ever enough doing this type of stuff. And it's just part of your identity. So whatever the metrics look like is almost like, in a way, how I feel in a way. And then because it's so much a part of my life, like 24/7, I have not like prioritized dating. Even though if I was to like say like, oh, what are the most important things in life? I would maybe say number one would be like, you know, create a family. Mm-hmm. So it's not my actions are not matching what I actually think like is one of the top priorities of life. So those are a couple of things.
Let's stop right there. This might be the whole conversation. And if there's more time, we'll dive in. So first off, just know that I once was the same way. Like, I was not prioritized dating. My identity was in my work, and that led me to burnout. And there was just a lot of deep work I had to do, because I essentially kept putting off dating and relationships. And then when I finally got back in the game, I was like, wow, I have so much to work on, because I just hit pause on this aspect of my life, right? You stop going to the gym, you stop doing bicep curls, your biceps are going to get real small. You don't just pick up right where you left off. Like, you have to rebuild that muscle. Don't know why my head went to biceps. Okay. You said it yourself. I recognize that dating and building a family is one of the most important aspects of my living and existence. It's like, that's what I'm here to do, or what I want to create in my life. What is stopping you from just carving out time to go on a date, or to even just put any time and effort into that aspect of your life, if you know it's something that you value?
I think it goes into layers. So I guess we'll go a little deep here.
Go as deep as you, I'm ready to go as deep as you want, or also stay as shallow, whatever you're comfortable with.
So, cause I've thought about this a lot. So the first thing is like, okay, I really don't love like opening the apps and swiping and responding to messages, and 90% of them go nowhere. So like, I have this kind of like belief system around that, but like more importantly, it's like, oh, it just feels like work. Like, it feels like I'm like, it almost feels more like work than my actual work. And so then I'm like, okay, well, why am I not down to do work for this? And I think the other part of this is like, I kind of associate relationships with like a level of like intent. I haven't had great examples of relationships in my life, whether it's my parents or including my own. So I kind of have examples of like relationships that just like threw everything off. So I'm like afraid that if I get in one, it's going to throw me off. Like, I love my routine. I love working out. I love my business. And it's like, I almost feel like the intensity of a relationship is just kind of like, so I think my subconscious is like, oh no, don't go get a relationship.
I get it.
It's going to throw you off. So that's,
I get it.
That's the quick take.
Yeah. So in the short term, you have the right belief that I think most people believe, and not the right belief as in it's the right way to think, but like, I get it. Founder, all in on business, seeing success, anything that is outside of the business is quote unquote a distraction. It's going to be a waste of time. It's taking my energy, right? But I think what we need to reframe is like, one, you understand and value it. You know that it's something that's important in your life. Who's to say you can't have the best of both worlds of building a thriving business while also building a life with someone that is aligned with you, right? So I think you might be getting turned off from it because, yeah, the apps take work. I was never, even when I was dating, like I wasn't big on apps. I was more big on, let me put myself in environments where I'm likely to meet individuals that are aligned with my core values and beliefs. So I think even one, just reframing, maybe it doesn't make sense for me to be on apps, but what I will do is once a week, I'm going to go to a social event that is aligned with me, my core beliefs, my values, is likely going to attract other people that are that value these things. And maybe just maybe one, at some point going to these events, I'm going to meet the right person, right? Mm-hmm. So I think one, reframing, like it doesn't need to feel like work. Two, within that same vein, I think what would be huge for you is it's probably really hard for you to, you know, you're working on your business and then it's like, oh, do I want to swipe on the app? It takes time. It's work. Or even the thought of going to an event might like hold you back. But if you were to like think ahead of time of when you're going to put time and effort into this aspect of your life, it's going to be so much easier for you to like switch gears and go do it. It's really hard for me, and like when I'm working and I'm in the trenches of work, to just like compartmentalize and switch gears to a completely different part of my life. Like if my mom calls me at 2:30 in the afternoon and I'm head deep in a creative project, it's really hard, and I have to like sometimes not pick up because I need to compartmentalize when I talk to her. So now it's like every Monday night I'll talk to my parents because that's when I've scheduled it out. Similarly for you, it could be really interesting. Like what does creating a dating schedule for you where you tell yourself you're going to go to one social event per week. And if you were to get on the apps again, you're going to dedicate two nights of the week for 30 minute windows where you're going to go on the app. Otherwise it becomes this like dopamine hit. Like you have a 30 minute window during lunch and you're swiping away. And then you're like, it's like this sporadic, like, should I be on the app? Should I not be on the app? But I think if there's more intention for when you're on it and for how long, it might make it easier for you to compartmentalize business time, personal lifetime, business time, personal lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my style too. It's like, I usually like to like, you know, have my schedule, dedicate time for certain things. It's weird though, that dating has been one that I just have not put on it. Mm. And even looking at my goals for like the month, quarter, year, like I was like, okay, I want to go on one date a week. And like, out of all my goals, I've done everything except that. It's like,
I get it. You know why? Well, give me two, if you're comfortable, give me two examples of other goals that were on that list. And I'll tell you why I think that it's making sense why that one isn't checked off.
Yeah. Gym, yoga, running, breath work.
Right. You know what? You know what the difference is that those are things that you know are easily within your control. Mm-hmm. And you know that dating is within your control, but it is extremely vulnerable. And like this whole experience of like opening you up in the hopes that you find someone that's willing to open up to you. So it makes sense because it does take a lot, right?
Yeah. It takes like mentally and emotionally, it takes a lot too. Yeah.
Totally. Totally. But also like you have to ask yourself like what does Nate want to look back on his life on, right? Like I'm willing to bet outside looking in from just this brief conversation and skimming kind of like what you're about, like I'm betting that the deathbed version of you who's laying on his deathbed last words is like, you want to look back and be like, I built great businesses. I lived a fulfilling life with a lot of experiences. I created a family with intention and that has a lot of love. I personally challenged myself in the gym and ate good. Like, you want to be a well-rounded individual, I'm assuming. I don't think you just want to be on your deathbed talking about all the businesses you've built and the money you've made. Am I correct?
Yeah, correct. Especially with the family relationships. That's
boom. So if that's the true north, you're doing yourself a disservice by not putting in that time and attention.
Yep.
Every founder, you're not the only one. I've interviewed many, does this. They're in their business so heavy they get some amount of success, make a good amount of money, and then all of a sudden now they want to start working on these areas of their life. We think, and you've been taught by society, hustle culture, that you can't have the best of both worlds, that if you were to be in a relationship, you're going to be distracted. Mm. Alex Ramosi preaches how much, if it wasn't for his wife, he would not have had the success today.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Someone like myself, exact same story. Like, I thought for a long time that if I had a partner, it would distract me. I would lose quote unquote like momentum. Absolutely not. When you have the right partner that mirrors you and is aligned with you, they're only going to encourage you and be there for you to lean on for support when you need it the most. Hmm. Yes. Does it come at a cost of compromise? Of course. But do you want to spend the rest of your life lonely, only focused on the things that matter most to you? Or do you want to build a life with someone where you see eye to eye on values and beliefs and interests, but you're willing to compromise on certain things in order for the relationship to grow?
Yeah.
That's what you want, I'm imagining.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Like that. That's exactly what I want. I almost want like just a life partner is kind of the idea that I have, like a teammate in a way.
Great. So I think what you said earlier, which is going one day per week, is absolutely doable. I think you need to challenge yourself and get uncomfortable, which is one, reach out to the woman that maybe you already are aware of and interested in and just get right to it. Like, hey, would love to grab coffee with you. Let me know if you're free X, Y, and Z. See what happens. They say no, all good. You move on to the next one. And if there's no one within your network, then I would say look for events or experiences in the next week or 2 weeks that you can go to that you actually value and see what comes from it. You said you like running, yoga, right? So it's and based on the app that you founded, you're someone that is prioritizing mental health. You prioritize physical health, right? Mm-hmm. So it's more than I'm willing to bet you are not going to find a potential partner at the bar at Winston House at 11 p.m. Even though somehow, some way I found a woman and have built a relationship with Kate through that at a bar, which is like laughing out loud now looking back on it. But I think for you, it's like, where are those wellness, well-being, breathwork classes, yoga classes, mindful classes, right? Like, I mean, just living in LA, Venice, Santa Monica, there's going to be tons of events and experiences for you where you could meet those individuals that see eye to eye with you.
It's interesting because I go to a lot of them, I feel like, so I kind of have that already, but maybe I'm just like, I think the deeper part there, like I went to a run club this morning with 20 people, you know, I'm making friends with everyone, whatever.
Great.
Go to breathwork, go to ice plunge, Friday night stuff. But I think I do have this like subconscious belief of the more vulnerable part that you're talking about. Like maybe I'm a little blocked off in general of like,
Are you afraid to get turned down of hearing a no?
Yes, but also no, because I've been turned down before and I'm like, okay, I'm pretty fine with rejection, but I guess rejection with women and like that vulnerability is like definitely not the greatest.
Get it.
But no, I still think it's like, yeah. So it's like, okay, so I don't even try, even though I'm talking to people, you know, I'm not like asking people out and stuff. And I think that could be one is like the rejection. And then I think the other one is like my fear of the relationship itself. Mm. Like, I feel like my last relationship, like, moved really fast and got intense really fast and like was not good. And so I'm like almost afraid of like ending up in that again.
Yeah. Now we're starting to get into some of the stuff that, that Kate covers that everything I'm saying is really coming from me just listening and observing a lot of things that she preaches. But I think one thing that worked really well for our relationship in those early stages, which I get, there's that like cautiousness of like not wanting to go too fast, wanting to really like, you should be auditing them as much as they should be auditing you, right?
Yeah.
So I think once again, I'm such a system framework type of person. And I think maybe you are, just given like the nature you're building a successful business, there's a lot of moving pieces. It's like, okay, so step one, maybe I go on one date a week. Let's keep it to just a coffee meetup. So it's, you know, it can be quick, easy. It's not this overcommitment. Cool. Somebody passes that step. What does the next 3 to 4 weeks look like where it's like 1 to 2 dates per week? And it's like not this like intense, like we're hanging out every day. Like it's coming from a place of like, that's what worked really well for K9. Like the first 2 months were like 1 to 2 dates per week. And it was like a slow natural build. We talked a lot, texted, called, but like there was still enough space for both of us to keep building our lives while also slowly starting to integrate. So for you, I think that's just being mindful, like, okay, I had this past experience where the relationship moved real quick, too fast. What does that look like now in this new version of me where it's like, I'm going to be more cautious of like how fast we move, how slowly I bring them into my life. I'm prioritizing my business, but I also need to prioritize this at the same time. But here's like how the speed at which I want to move.
Yeah, it's funny when you break it down like that, I'm like, oh yeah, it's totally reasonable.
Easy.
Like I hadn't even thought past the first date, or my thought past the first date was like just intensity, but it's like, oh yeah, well that's kind of your choice. You can choose to then do another date next week and then another. It doesn't need to be like,
no, but also too, I think what I'm hearing is you're creating your own block because you are worried about what the relationship is going to become when you haven't even allowed yourself to get to the first step. So you're worried about step 3 and 4 when you won't allow yourself to go to step 1.
Yeah.
So I think that's even, and to parallel that for someone like you who is clearly busy and has a lot going on in your business, when you attack the day, you chip away one item at a time. I don't imagine you like sending an email with another hand, like designing something within an app. Like I'm imagining you, yeah, maybe, okay.
We could work on that on a separate call.
separate call. But ultimately all that to say, like, I would bet you find that your output is better when you focus one thing at a time and go all in and then move on to the next. Correct? So parallel that exactly to you in the dating world right now, you're worried about step 4 and 5 when all we need you to focus on is step 1. Just a few step 1s with a couple different people to see what happens. Then go to step 2 and see what that looks like. And it's also not a game of like you playing texting games with them. It's like you creating boundaries for yourself where, like, once again, I remember even when I was early to dating Kate, like I would go to bed at 9 p.m. because I was getting up at 5 that time. And like, I just was like consistent with that. Like, and she caught on to it when I told her, like, I go to bed at 9. So it was never like this guilt of staying up, you know, texting to the late hours, like getting to know each other. It was just like, this is like a hard line for me. I go to bed, I wake up early, and that just is like what works for me. And you can communicate the same, whatever that boundary looks like. Hey, I don't really check my phone during the day. Like, I just want you to know I'm not like ignoring you. Once again, these are like steps like 2 and 3, but I think you could easily start incorporating it and start to feel that fulfillment in your, that part of your life, which is going to inspire you more, even in the work that you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about how much more well-rounded you'll feel with all these other things that are being neglected, not being neglected, work in progress, in motion. And then by Monday morning, when you wake up, you're like pumped because you're like, I went on a great date Saturday. Don't know if anything will come from it, but hey, I carved out the time and it felt really good to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I know it sounds so easy to like set those boundaries, but sometimes I have a hard time with it, I think.
Yeah.
And those are the ones you're mentioning are like kind of what I'm thinking about too. It's like, okay, if I get a girlfriend, am I going to be up late on Wednesday nights?
Like, we're getting too far. See, this is what I'm saying though. We're getting way too far. Yeah. All we need you to do is focus on step 1. Don't worry about having the girlfriend. Don't worry about like, what am I going to give up? Like, cross that bridge when you get there. I think all you need to worry about for the next 90 days is just continuously throwing yourself out there. I think the one date per week that you even challenge yourself, I think is perfect.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's like every Saturday, like you carve out like your goal right now, every Saturday at noon, you want to have a coffee date with someone new until you find someone that clicks, is aligned with you. And now, you know, in your week, you have that scheduled in. That's going to give you so much peace knowing like, so what, it's one day of the week out of 7, like you can carve out the time for it.
Yeah.
It's clearly not a priority where you're going to be doing this, you know, 7 days of the week on coffee dates every day, but like find the balance. Is it one day a week? Is it 2 times a week? Maybe like I'm really aggressive and I want to find like the one, maybe it's 3 times a week, but like ease your way into it.
Are some people doing that? Are they doing 7 days a week?
I have no idea. That would be absurd. It's not for me. And I don't think it would be for someone like you with building a business at this point in your life, but I'm sure there's people out there that are taking casual dates every day of the week.
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay. That's a lot that we unpacked there. Any other thoughts comments, feedback. How do you feel?
Let me just think for a second on it. Yeah, my takeaway is like, just focus on the first step. Don't even, like, anytime any thoughts come up past that, it's like, just kind of ignore them. Just because I know I can do the first step.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I know I can get a date a week if I just put in some effort.
Yeah.
And so I just need to do it and not think too far ahead.
Yeah. I'd also, the only other thought that I have there that it kind of came to my mind is quality over quantity. Mm. So don't just try to get the date to get the date to like impress the ego or to feel good that you're like finally dating. But like, I think someone like yourself who probably values his time a lot, like if you're going to go on a date, make sure you feel like confident, like this, there's something I see about this individual that like excites me. I want to learn more. Not like, I don't really have anything else lined up, so I'm just going to take this date with this person and just see what happens. Like, make sure you're intentional about it because you don't want to waste your time and energy. And you also don't want to waste their time and energy if you know that like this is likely not even someone you might be interested in.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. We unpacked a lot within dating. What else comes up, either personal or within business?
Yeah, I think the identity thing is a big one too.
Yes.
Like, we just hit a year of being live, and from the outside perspective, it like looks awesome. Like, if you're just looking at our company and people on Twitter or whatever, they're like, oh my God, you guys are crushing it. And so like, part of me feels like I need to like maintain that. But like, sometimes when I'm looking at the numbers, I'm like, I see something wrong, or like, I see like, this isn't going right. Like that's really what I feel. Not like, and so that adds just a heavy weight in life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you feel light.
Yeah.
And then, but like, when I'm thinking about some of that stuff, sometimes it like feels heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is why I'm doing like breath work all the time and all that stuff. But like, I feel like, yeah, just like carry that weight around everywhere, everywhere.
Yes. So do you want to know how you can remove that weight today?
Of course. Yeah.
Stop feeling the need to please anyone else or to have this external perspective that everything's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It will feel so freeing when you come to acceptance that it doesn't matter what the outside looking in looks like. What matters is how do you actually feel on a day-to-day basis, right? Like, I remember in the beginning of this conversation, you started off, you know, we were, you know, number one on the App Store, and then like a few weeks later, we're not. I would challenge you and say you're valuing results more than you are in process. So like, that being number one in the App Store, that's great. That should add fuel to the fire. But I'm also a big believer that every 24 hours you should reset and let go of whatever happened the day before, whether it is a mega win or it's a mega loss. It doesn't change your identity. It doesn't change your motivation. The mission is still the same. I think the reason we have Jeff Bezos and the Steve Jobs of the world is because they are extremely good at a lot of things. But I think the one common theme you probably see across really successful entrepreneurs is they are very good at compartmentalizing and not letting yesterday ruin today. So they will let go of the wins, the losses. They don't allow themselves to get attached to it. So if you're continuously attaching to this external validation feeling that you need to like be number one on iTunes, Apple Store, or we need to look like our social media numbers are growing, you're going to be constantly stressed, because whatever your goalpost is right now, whether that's number one on iTunes App Store again, or it's let's get 100,000 followers on our page. Like, yeah, these are important metrics and things to do, but you are going to be constantly chasing a result, and that is going to lead you to constant anxiety, overwhelm, like unfulfillment. My challenge for you would be to ask yourself, what does it look like for Nate to be completely focused in on process? What are the things that he can do daily that is going to remind him he's on the right path, and like fall in love with your process rather than the result? I get stoked every morning when I'm writing out that to-do list for the day, because I see these as mini wins and like, great, these are awesome things. And I value them just as much as I did yesterday when I made an announcement of like, here's my new podcast cover, or 2 weeks ago when I announced I'm leaving Liquid IV and this is now my new career. Like that weighs the same value as this moment with you, because I see process is like what I'm shooting for. I'm not aiming for these mega results, as good as it can feel in those dopamine hits. Yes. But it's also really unhealthy because I can't control when those moments hit. Sometimes it's timing. Like a year and a half ago, my social medias were doing 100,000 views almost every video. Now I'm getting less than 10,000 a video. All good. I'm still focused on process, and that's what's kept me consistent. And that's what will allow me to run this marathon without giving up, because I'm so oriented on the day-to-day process than I am on the result.
Yeah. It's funny because like that's how I feel about health and fitness stuff. And like I've attached like pleasure to fitness. And so like, I like doing it. It makes me feel good doing it. Like forget about whatever results. I know I'm going to get results, but I think I need to, like, I love what you're saying about focus on the process and just the little things every day, with business. And I'm so set on just like this one main objective.
I get it. I mean, you wouldn't start, as much as I love the concept of what you're building, there also, like every business owner, creator, like there also is something to be said about like, I want to build and create the biggest thing in the world. Like there's something to be said, and that's like what is going to be the fuel to the fire within you. But also like, we need to really be honest with ourselves of like, how unhealthy will it be if I continue to wake up every day thinking I need to please anyone but myself? Mm. Like, yes, we need to hit our goals. We need to hit deadlines. Like if we've raised money, if we're not raising money, like, yes, these are all important things, but like on a day to day, how can Nate move throughout his day where he is just in like flow? He's not worried about the external stress. He's not worried about trying to prove anything to anyone except himself. Yeah. That will allow you to not feel that pressure that you're feeling. Imagine how much differently you'd feel on a day-to-day if that was removed and you were just truly operating in flow. Like, yes, there's always going to be more debt and more issues and problems to be solved, but like, you're like, this is part of the process. You know, this is what you sign up for. Like, there's always going to be new problems that come up, and I think it will just make a huge difference for you.
I bet results would happen too.
They will. Yeah. The results will naturally happen, and you'll enjoy the journey of getting there more than anything else.
Yep.
That's why I loved, you said you're a runner. I've run 3 marathons, and I love how you can use that as a metaphor for life, because 99% of my time was spent training. Mm. Nobody was there. Nobody was holding me accountable. It was me just going out there running on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, Sunday, 15 miler. There's nobody there. Like, I'm out running by myself along Venice Beach. Like, nobody knows what I'm up to, but I knew I was doing it for myself until that day comes when you do the marathon. And it's like all that hard work was finally like came to fruition. Now I was crossing the finish line. It felt fantastic. How can you approach your day-to-day in your business as the marathon when most people aren't watching? Nobody knows what you're doing behind the scenes. That's going to allow you to have the longevity for yourself and for the business.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's recap this. One, I think we need to allow ourselves to carve out the time to date. Yep. 33, you're in your Larry Bird year. Love to see it. This is a great time in your life.
Got 33.
Let's go. Let's go. All right, perfect. This was meant to happen. This call, this moment, this is literally all the universe is telling us this was supposed to happen. So one, I think you need to just give yourself permission to throw yourself out there. Mm-hmm. You need to let go of like any of this inner chatter of like, if you're scared to get rejected, who cares? I think we also need to let go this expectation or this thought of like, what is it going to look like if I have a girlfriend? I don't know how I'm going to, no, don't worry about that, any of that. Worry about getting to step one, which is just go out on a date. If it does move past 1-2 dates, like just go slow and steady. Don't throw yourself overboard. Ease your way in. And then honestly, just what we just chatted on now is like, how do you become more process focused rather than result? How do you start to remove this external pressure that you feel you need to like validate yourself, your business, people's like thoughts on you, like remove all of that And how do you go back to a place of just truly focusing on the day to day and not worrying about anything else other than that? Like process. I think there's a lot of good action items for you. Any other thoughts, comments, or questions?
No, I love it. You nailed it. Great job.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, everything hit, felt really, really on point.
Good. I think you know exactly what you need to do. Now I think it's just a matter of giving yourself the permission to go out there and put in the work.
Yep, 100%.
Hell yeah, Nate. Well, I appreciate the time, brother.
Cool.